exactly how to fuck with your zombie little mind. Because I used to be one. I don't just have to put myself in your shoes. It was there. I know the things that I thought were really fucking hot. The things that would just make my eyes roll back in my head and just be like, oh. These fucking, like, mindgasms you would get when someone talks to you just right and you can just feel their voice pervading your head and just sinking my verbal claws into your skull and just playing and teasing. That headspace from a beating where that smack, smack, smack just sends you deeper, deeper, deeper into a sweet and wonderful headspace where everything is dreamy and good. And because you're restrained, you don't have to think about anything else. You can't do anything else. All the responsibility is gone. All the questions are unimportant, all the choices are not yours to make, and so it's like this permission slip for your brain to just completely relax and completely let go and completely put your control into the hands of another. Helpless, and in that helpless state, it's so much easier to sink down, to fall into a wonderful headspace that really is its own trance, that requires no real hypnotic words to go into, just that knowledge that I'm in control, that the dominant, the master, the mistress, the one holding the whip, the one holding the other end of your chain, the one who made you kneel down and put a collar around your neck and clipped a leash, makes you crawl, teaches you to follow just a step or two behind, teaches you what you're allowed to do, the rules to live by, and sometimes can pack all of these emotions and feelings scenarios into one little scene of play where time seems to dilate, where it's like a drug, just as addictive, sending just as much dopamine to your brain. So much pleasure in the way that transcends the physical. It's just a pure mental pleasure from this blank, hazy place you go. Kneeling down, looking up adoringly. Please, your mind is just constantly saying and thinking, and in the back of your head, just unconsciously, subconsciously going over and over. Please. Please, and what are you begging for? More. And you might be too shy to admit it, but that's what you want. But it doesn't matter if you're shy or not, because none of the choices, none of the none of the starting, none of the impetuous, the initiative, none of the... Well, you see, at times like that, it's okay if you can't find the right word to say, because that's not your place, and half the time you're fucking gagged anyways. The one in charge which makes those decisions. The one standing over top of you, your dominant. You can just relax back into their hands, into their control, their their instructions, their will. You don't have to worry about your will, because it's not important. It's subdued, it's submitting. You just stay there, kneeling, gazing upwards in adoration as they look down at you. It feels so good. Really is a drug. So much better than any drug. And I, like many other young submissives, when I was just getting into it, I was addicted. Have you ever been addicted to something kinky, to a fetish or a desire, a craving, something you just can't get enough of, and so sometimes you're a bit risky. You'd do anything for that fix. God, I love that fucking fix. When you found somebody who knew what they were doing, that was always the trick. Finding someone who knows exactly what they're doing, not just some self-fulfilling fetish dominant who just wants to get his dick wet. But somebody who understands you, understands your mind, understands your desires, your wants, and uses it to give you what you want in a way that you can't protest against, or if you do, it's ignored, because at the end of the day, even if you can't admit it, you want this. You want it. You know you do, and so that's why sometimes you might fight, because fighting is fun. Resisting and being overpowered, either physically or maybe mentally. Just knowing that their will is stronger and their will's going to bring you down, take you down. And at the end of it, you're lying there, your clothes scattered around the floor, and limp with release, filled with those occasional aftershocks of pleasure and the dripping dopamine that comes from feeling submissive, from being submissive. Someone who's never done it just wouldn't understand, but you do, don't you? That feeling of complete and total submission. It's the pleasure of 1,000 weights being lifted off of you. It's the freeness, the release of self. It's funny, but when you're tied up, when you're restrained, you've never felt more free. Because you're free from all those responsibilities, all those tensions. You're just free. It feels good. It's a release. There's nothing quite like it. That's why the best dominants have experienced being submissive. Of course, once I once I tried the other side of the coin. Once I took my hand, smacked it against that first ass, and thought to myself, wait a minute, hitting people is fun. Once I gave that first order and was obeyed and thought, wait, having people do what you tell them is fun. Once I told somebody to strip and I watched as they nervously did so immediately, I thought, power and sex, kinda hot. Once I learned of hypnosis and whispered in someone's ear. Fun fact, I made my first hypnosis file before I ever hypnotized somebody in person. So that first time that I watched someone squirming under my voice, my voyeuristic tendencies just being flushed with fucking dopamine, let me tell you. Once I saw them squirming and I could tell when they hit certain parts of the audio because they started thrusting. And then their whole body started shaking so much so that I was worried, like, are they having a seizure? But no. No. Hypnosis is real. And their body was showing me just how intense my voice could be. And there was just this feeling of power. It was so fucking thick and exhilarating, I could fucking drink it. And then, we're speaking of totally exhilarating experiences. My first live recording has to be right up there, you know? Once I started recording the script, once my voice dropped, once I knew that my audience was just in the palm of my hand, just willing and eager little playthings that I could do anything I wanted to, say anything. And that the whole time, those sluts were getting hornier and hornier and hornier to my voice. Sluts like you. Oh, man. I went into my tap space. Once I'm in my tap space, I wonder if you can feel it too. It's like there's a change in the room temperature, the pressure of the world just kinda rubber bands and snaps. And there I am. Here I am. And here's you. Listening to me. And this whole time while I rambled, hanging on to every word, I will make a little bit of a bet that you got excited. Maybe that you got a little subspacey. Maybe that you just went into a blank and happy place where one of your thoughts was to just drop into that sweet and wonderful hypnotic place. And that's the thing. Subspace. From being dominated. From being made into my bitch. It's just like trance. From listening to me and drop slipping at my words and just sinking as I intentionally take you deeper as you intentionally give me that power.
That's why, you know, there's so much hypnosis, or the listener, the subject is a sub. Because those two trance states are just so similar, so complementary, the way they just wind together. And the pleasure is so much more than a vanilla hypnotic trance. And that can be fun, but when combined with subspace, oh, the two fucking twine together and make the fuck out, and soon they're on the bathroom floor just pumping in and out of each other, because that's how fucking well they fucking fuck. Mm-hmm.